One, you'll be convicted for doing something wrong. It's 100% not the feeling of shame or condemnation, but it's God simply telling you that was not right. Go make it. Sometimes it's harsh. Sometimes it's not as bad. But for me, it's always been kind of harsh. Anyway, that's my take on it. Or two, you'll be convicted to do what's right. If God tells you to do something, he will convict you to do it. If you don't, he'll still convict you either way. Either way, you're getting convicted. To be honest, the Bible doesn't have a whole bunch on this topic. That's why I'm mainly going off of my knowledge. So I encourage you to pray about it, and God will grant you knowledge on the matter. One huge thing I must make clear, conviction is of God, condemnation is not. These can sometimes be hard to tell apart if you're not using spiritual discernment. That's that. Now, I think I've covered all I need to cover. Let's pop over to the next chapter.